Warrior Sound staring out onto the Puget Sound. Lawrence Scott with R.C. Davis and the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy, here as we... He's here. And we're in Seattle. The preseason is underway. The Warriors started the preseason at home and now take to the road. Preseason game number one on the road brings us to the Emerald City and beautiful views. Basketball history, you think of that 1979 NBA championship team that the Sonics had that brought so much joy here to this city, Tim. And then you see the ambiance and you see all of what's to come in a preseason game where fans will kind of go down memory lane. But for you, when you think of Seattle basketball, what immediately comes to mind and kind of take us back a bit, too, for why this is so special for folks to see the NBA back here?
Well, it's great. First of all, it's a great basketball city. It produces a lot of great players, you know, from Jamal Crawford to Brandon Roy and so on and so forth. And when the Sonics were here, it was the first pro sports team to really come here and put their mark down. The Seattle Pilots lasted 1 year in baseball and then moved to Milwaukee and became the Brewers. Later they would get the Mariners, but that would take over a decade to get them and then the Seahawks. So the Sonics were the first thing that put Seattle on the sports map, if you will, other than University of Washington. So there's a love affair for the Sonics in this town. It always has been. Great basketball town. I remember coming up here in my early days with the Warriors, early days in the NBA, and they were really good. They had Gary Payton, of course, the pride of Oakland, Sean Kemp, and they were athletic as all get out. And then George Karl was the head coach. And the Warriors didn't do very well up here when I first started. There were a lot of long nights up here, but it was always entertaining. And so I think back to those days, and I think back to the fact that, you know, nothing against Oklahoma City, but this is a world-class city, and it's a great, and I mean great, basketball town. And I hope that someday we get to come back here as a league, because I think it would be good for the league.
You know, R.C., we're calling this a taste of Seattle, this installment here of Warriors Sound, and we're in the Pike Place Market, looking out, as we said, over a beautiful view of the Ferris wheel and the Puget Sound with the boats coming in and out, and got a chance to go out to Ballard last night while we're here in the Tractor Tavern, where the Bay Area's own Stone Foxes were performing to a nice crowd here in Seattle. And the music scene here, noted for being incredible, the food scene, and just being in this market, what are you getting as far as a vibe of this city?
Well, it's really cool. You think of the Pacific Northwest as being rainy and dreary, which it kind of is today, but yesterday was beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky as we flew in. Went to see Bay Area's own Stone Foxes last night. Of course, you know, Tim brought up the Payton and Kemp era of the 90s. You can't help but think of Nirvana and all the great grunge music scene that was here then, and music is still very popular here. It's a clean town. It's a friendly town. It's a laid-back town, and like he said, it's a world-class city. Just had some scallops and some seafood. We had a great meal last night at the Brooklyn. It's just top-notch city.
So we look forward to a big season to come, and Tim, how does a preseason inform what we might see early in the regular season?
Well, one thing R.C. Davis left out was that he didn't mention Frazier. You know, I want to find the Cafe Nervosa is where I want to find. So I'm on a mission today to find that. Preseason's all about just getting yourself ready. The core of the Warriors this year, they understand how long the season is. They're not going to be going full tilt right about yet, but they are going to try to get their reps in, get some work in. However, there's a lot of young players who are fighting for minutes on this team, and so the preseason is very important for them. And I think that young energy is giving the Warriors a different vibe in this training camp. It's got a little more energy, a little more life than maybe the last few years. Steve Kerr and everybody on down has said this has been the best camp they've had in a while. And so, and I think that's because they have young legs who are in there and trying to make some things happen. And I think that's going to help the Warriors throughout the regular season, as opposed to relying last year on a lot of veteran players who were trying to, quite frankly, pace themselves and get ready for the postseason.
So, I was just over at Key Arena before coming here to meet you guys at the Pike Place Market and was down on the floor, and KD was over there shooting a segment with Breonna Stewart of the Storm as Marty Smith of ESPN is putting together a cool piece with them. And
the storm, really taking
storm.
Yeah, well, taking this city by storm and making a real impact on not just the WNBA, but just basketball around the world and the way that they're playing. And Breonna Stewart is great, super nice. And we got this chance to talk with her a little bit about just this past couple weeks here, some championship success, then the FIBA World Cup they went and participated in, and bringing home gold with the women for Team USA. And now she's heading off to Russia for some basketball in the off season, but a super cool woman who really is just outstanding and a true jewel here to the basketball scene in Seattle. Take a listen. Warrior Sound in Seattle, and a wonderful opportunity to be here on the floor at Key Arena and joining the brightest star in the Seattle basketball scene and a champion, and you did it at UConn, and now the WNBA, you bring home the title to Seattle with Breonna Stewart, and thank you so much for spending some time with us. What a whirlwind of a summer.
Yeah, it's been pretty insane, you know, going right from the championship here to the World Cup in Spain, and now back to have the final send-off game for Key Arena.
When you think of this city and basketball and the love for basketball in this city and how the storm is part of that, what's the essence of it?
Just the fact that Seattle's such a sports city. You know, obviously they all love and appreciate basketball. And even after the Sonics left, you know, the fact that people, you know, really stood by the storm and were there for us throughout our whole championship run. And now, you know, it's continuing to get as many sports back as possible, and next is hopefully the Sonics.
Fun to see the Warriors here in this building and taking part in this, and you just got an opportunity to spend some time with Kevin Durant and Marty Smith for a segment for ESPN. KD and his rookie year here and his love for the game here and the way you've gotten to know him, there's some similarities between the two of you. Yeah. What is the fun when the two of you get together?
You know, just really appreciating each other's presence. I think on the court, off the court, you know, we have similar personalities and games, and just enjoying it. You know, a lot of times we're really busy, but you know, to be able to be around someone like that, someone like KD, you just gotta appreciate it and really take advantage of it. And I'm looking forward to the game tonight.
Last thing here, I know you say very busy, and you are, because when your WNBA season ends, you've played in the past in Shanghai, and this year, Russia?
Russia, yep. So I think a little over a week, I'll go off to Russia and, you know, start a new season there and hopefully try and win something else.
All the best. We're so thrilled that you were able to join us here. Breonna, thank you for being part of Warrior Sound.
Thank you.
Yeah, Breonna Stewart, so good. Such a cool person, but an amazing basketball player.
Yeah, amazing. And the other player that really caught my eye this year for them was Sue Bird, you know, getting her nose broken, the leadership she showed. You know, she's in her late 30s, and the fact that she can still play at this level is amazing. And what's really cool is that I know a bunch of the Warriors, Draymond Green for one, they follow the WNBA, and they're fans of the WNBA, and I think that's really, really cool. I think it's really cool to see them get that kind of support. I think it might have been the storm, maybe a year and a half ago, they were playing the team that moved to Vegas, the San Antonio squad, and they had a practice or a shoot around before a practice at the building in San Antonio. And to see the delight of the two teams as they kind of intermingled was really a lot of fun.
So, Washington State native Kareth Burke of NBC Sports Bay Area joined us on the Warrior Sound edition before we headed to Seattle. And now that we're here, one of the questions we talked to her about yesterday was favorite movie depicting Seattle and why. R.C. Davis, your favorite movie depicting Seattle, why and what? You could make it a TV show if you absolutely want, but what would that movie be if you can do this on the fly? Come on now.
Oh, Sleepless in Seattle is the only one that comes to mind, but kind of a chick flick, but I'm not afraid to say it's a good movie. We were actually talking about Tom Hanks earlier. I forget what we were talking about Tom Hanks for, but yeah, Sleepless in Seattle is a great movie.
Tim?
I gotta go with Frasier, TV show. Very funny, great cast, and you know, was set in Seattle. And you know, who could not like a show where the guy who's the star of the show sings the outro and says toss salad and scrambled eggs?
I'm gonna go a little bit darker than the two of y'all and do that show that really was downright scary with Joel Kinnaman, I believe, doing the character where he would talk to the female detective. Hey, Lyndon, the show The Killing, set here in Seattle, and seeing all the old haunts where they were out in the islands where the fairies take you, and just all of the scenery and kind of a more gritty, dark depiction of Seattle. But this city, a great backdrop. The experience here, really cool. As we wrap things up, guys, and we start with RC here on this topic, preseason offers us an opportunity to go different places. Next up for the road schedule will be Las Vegas and return to the T-Mobile Arena for a game against the Lakers. Then at the Shark Tank in San Jose. For you, and you kind of look at what a preseason offers is a set of different locales than we usually go to for a regular season. Why is it cool to have this kind of goodwill ambassadorship that we share with the NBA and cities that can enjoy some NBA basketball here in the preseason? What do you find cool about it, and where have we gone that you've really enjoyed?
Well, I think to answer your first question, if for nothing else than to meet other people who love this game. Right before you sat down, we had some folks from the Far East that said, hey, I think that is that Lawrence Scott? Is that Tim Roy? And they talked to us, well, they're from China. We were in China last year. So it's cool to just bring it all together. You say we're going to Las Vegas, always a good crowd, always a Laker crowd, but maybe that's changed. They're going to have LeBron there. And then going to San Jose, playing at the Tank, it allows the South Bay fans, who maybe don't get to a lot of Warrior games, to have an actual home game at the Tank.
Tim, preseason cities over the years, what have been your favorites?
Well, you know, going to Shanghai last year was a treat and an experience I could have never imagined. And being there, certainly that place near the Rio Grande in Texas, Hidalgo, Texas, is not on the list. But Seattle, I mean, you can't beat Seattle. Seattle, you know, is a lot like San Francisco. You know, it's got it's a great port city, so it's got a little working class feel to it. It's got culture, it's got beauty. And, you know, it's got islands. It's an amazing, amazing place. And you know, it's certainly one of the high on the list. And I forgot a show when I was a kid, and I'm older than both of you guys. Here Come the Brides was a show in the 60s or 70s about early days in Seattle in the Northwest, a logging community that needed to bring in women for wives. And it was, you know, so, yeah, it's that one, that I thought of that while you were talking to RC. But all in all, I'm thrilled that we're here. Can't wait for the game to see, you know, these great fans who really didn't deserve what happened to them. And hopefully we'll get the NBA back here.
More to come from the road as the season rolls along with Tim Roy and RC Davis. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.